For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith, WEEI, all the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And congratulations are in order as Willier Abreu has taken home an American League Gold Glove. How do you like that? Gold Glove winner, Willier Abreu.
You know what? I watched them all year and I said, that looks like a Gold Glover out there in the outfield.
I could flash the leather, get a rocket for an arm.
Most of his really nice plays felt like he was a little out of position, right? Yeah. Like he was like a little late getting over and kind of had to die. That's fine. Whatever. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think he's a good defensive player. I'm a little surprised he's winning a Gold Glove, but good for him.
Took it home. First rookie for the Red Sox to win a Gold Glove in the outfield since Freddie Lynn.
I heard Lanny saying that. I was just going to ask what that was the cutoff for it. First rookie since Fred Lynn.
Who's the best defensive outfielder you've ever seen play for the Red Sox?
Oh, for the Red Sox.
For the Red Sox.
It's not Jackie Bradley.
Same. Everybody says that it is, and you're lying to yourself. It was Mookie Betts.
Oh, Betts is a good one. I was still thinking center fielder. For some reason, it's probably Betts, yeah.
Betts was the best center fielder, but they put him in right, and he was right fielder.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, we agree.
Darren Lewis.
Left center field, deep back by the wall, and it is
grab bag.
College football over the weekend. Number one, Oregon remained undefeated, blown out Michigan. Big Big Ten game. Ohio State goes into Penn State, gets a 20-13 win. Cam Ward threw 5 touchdowns for Miami. They blew out Duke. Any other games jump out at you here from over the weekend? Army still undefeated. They beat Air Force 20-3.
No, I can tell you Tennessee let me down late in a parlay.
They won by 10. What do they need?
Well, they missed 3 field goals. I had them at 14. I moved the line a little bit. Yeah. It was the final leg. But they missed 3 field goals in that game, which I wasn't stoked about. No, I mean,
A&M was upset. They were top 10. They lost to unranked South Carolina.
I was on the South Carolina side on that one. So,
and Clemson got upset. So there's a couple other things.
But no, I think Miami's a fun watch. That Duke game was like real close, and then they pulled away at the end.
Yeah.
I like Cam Ward. If I had to pick a quarterback in this year's class, not that the Patriots need one, he's the quarterback I like the most in this draft.
And they got the good receiver, too. Xavier
Restrepo?
Restrepo.
Yeah.
He had a monster game.
He set the record at Miami for receptions and yards.
So,
which that's no joke. The guys he passed
career,
were like,
right?
The guys he passed were like Reggie Wayne, Michael Irvin, Santana Moss. It was like,
it's studs.
Yeah. Now, he's done it in like 5 years where all those guys were like 2 and 3 year players. But yeah.
I mean, he had a big game. He had 146 and 3 touchdowns. But yeah, he's really, really good.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Grab bag.
Boston Celtics are in action tonight as they take on the, the Atlanta Hawks?
It is. No Jalen, right?
In Atlanta. Yeah, no Jalen. They had 2 games against the Charlotte Hornets, Friday and Saturday, and it was highlighted by that moron Grant Williams running like the idiot that he is, taking out Jason Tatum.
Can I just tell you, I don't think Celtics fans have a leg to stand on with this. For years, while he was here, I'm like, this guy is a clown. This guy is a joke. He doesn't know how to play. He's dirty. And you would say that while he's on the Celtics, and you're like, oh, how dare you? You hate the Celtics, this and that. Now he's on the other side, and he runs over Jason Tatum with the same clown antics, and everybody's all angry about it, including Celtics players. It's like, this guy's been a clown.
I've agreed with you the whole time. I've never liked him.
He doesn't know how to play.
Oh,
From the second he walked into the league, and now you all hate him, you frauds.
People were quiet a little bit because he started to hit some corner threes, right? That was like his thing. But before that, he was useless. He couldn't shoot. He would miss layups. You'd trip over himself. Other guys hurt.
Is par for the course. Right, exactly. Getting people hurt.
Get himself
like,
hurt.
Borderline
hurt other guys.
That's par for the course. He did this his whole Celtics career, and looked the other way. You frauds.
What was even worse than him taking out Tatum like it was a football play was the post game. You're like, oh, I don't know. They said maybe it wasn't a basketball play. I don't disagree with
that. He's like, I don't think he saw me.
I think it was just because he didn't see me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're the worst.
He was going to have the whole team over. The whole team. He was going to have them all over for dinner because they had back-to-back games in Charlotte. He's from Charlotte.
Right.
He plays on the Hornets. And, no one wanted to go over his house. Good.
I could never stand him. Never.
He hit him like it was a football play. Like Ray Lewis coming across the middle or something.
Jalen.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Jalen had some of the best quotes about Grant Williams. Remember last year when they were like, oh, like, what do you think about playing Grant today? And he's like, sure, he'll have a really annoying game. Like, he was just like, call him straight out.
He must have been.
Oh, they love Grant. They don't.
He must have been so awful. So awful to deal with.
Teammate.
And Tatum actually likes him. That's what you get for being nice to him. He runs you over.
So bad.
Yeah. Come on.
Grab bag.
Well, the Boston Bruins, Jones, you and I were in attendance, brag, yesterday as they shut out the Seattle Kraken.
Yep.
Jeremy Swayman with a shutout. Couple of things jump out from the Bruins weekend. One, they had put them, Jim Montgomery on the hot seat, right?
They're playing for Monty.
Did you see some moron from the NHL Network was like, yeah, hot seat for Montgomery? And they had like a graphic and everything.
No, I did not.
Like 3 days after I'd said it.
No credit.
No credit.
Wow.
But, so they got waxed by Carolina. They come back, win back-to-back games, including the game yesterday against Seattle, where in the third period, David Pastrnak, why don't you sit down? I'm going to sit you down.
Mm.
Jim Montgomery, that's a big move, sitting down your best player after a turnover in the second.
I have zero problem with it.
Yep.
Pastrnak with another bad turnover. You gave Seattle a chance. While you're on the power play, you gave them a chance shorthanded, a really good chance. They hadn't scored yet in the game. They didn't score in the game, but you gave them every opportunity to do so. I have no problem sitting Pastrnak in the third period.
Mm-hmm.
Separate that.
Okay.
How do you think that's going to go for Montgomery? Sitting down the best player on the team.
It's a big kind of swing at it, isn't it? Where you're like, oh, I'm going to try this. If this works, this might help. Like, hey, I still have command. If this doesn't, I'm gone by Wednesday.
I don't think it's going to help him long term. I agree with it. It's the right move, but those baby players in that dressing room, he shoved Brad Marchand. He's benching David Pastrnak. He is going to be out of a job despite the two wins, very soon.
Do you think he survives the year?
No.
Jim Montgomery?
Oh, meaning the calendar year.
Meaning
2024.
The season.
Oh, definitely not the season. Yeah, I don't think he survives 2024.
Yeah, you might be right.
Oh, my God,
grab bag? Massachusetts high school football brackets are out. The brackets came out.
Oh, I missed this.
16 teams per division. We have way too many divisions in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't get Massachusetts. I didn't go to high school divisions. I don't get Massachusetts high school sports.
All right, shout out to the top two seeds per division. St. John's Prep and BC High are the top two seeds in D1. D2, Catholic Memorial and King Philip. D3, Reading and Billerica. D4,
I see.
Duxbury and Scituate.
Uh-huh.
I'm just naming them. D5, Shawshene Valley Tech, also in Billerica.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Hanover, D6, Hudson.
D6? We have six divisions in this state?
I'm not done. Hudson and Stoneham.
Uh-huh.
D7.
Come on.
Uxbridge and Clinton.
Yeah.
And shout out to D8, Randolph and West Boylston.
Good for you. That's
go Lions.
That's just a street. West Boylston. They got a whole team in D8.
Yeah, D8. West Boylston Lions.
D8. D8 champs.
D8.
I mean, shout out to, what is that, 7-on-7? They play 11-on-11?
I don't know. Dude, but pretty wild. I think Texas has like three. Is there like three in Texas or something? There's some insane, like some of these massive states only have a handful of state champions. Wow. We have eight state champions.
Yeah. Well.
Good luck to all the fellas. Andy Hart's kid is in D3, I think in the sixth seed.
Oh, nice.
Where are they? Yeah, Dartmouth taking on Milton in the opening round.
Hart's kid, Giardi's kid, I see, is still playing, right? Or he graduated last year.
What division is his kid?
I have one at one of the eight.
One through eight,
yeah,
maybe.
I think. I'd hope.
Somewhere in there. Good luck, like I said.
Grab bag.
Hey, Paul George is set to make his 76ers debut tonight. You ready for a little PG-13?
Nice.
A little PG-13 action?
I am. When's Embiid going to be allowed to play again after he beat up that reporter or whatever happened?
I don't think he's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not going to be out there anytime soon.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Let's take a look at the box office this weekend, Jones. Number one, Venom, The Last Dance, took in $26 million. They're up to $90 million domestically. Davey and I did a Dork podcast on it. Movie's not great. The podcast is excellent. Movie's not great. The Wild Robot, people really like. It's been on for 6 weeks. That was number two. Smile 2, the horror movie, number three. Conclave 4, and a movie called Here 5. So, oh, not exactly a busy box office.
That's the Tom Hanks and Jenny, right? That's Here?
Oh, and Robin Wright.
Is that her name?
Yeah, in real life, it's Robin Wright. Okay, formerly, yeah. Robin Wright Penn dropped the pen after the divorce, I believe.
Got it.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. It's an interesting premise anyway. I don't know.
I said it'd be interesting.
Grab bag.
Good news, Patriots fans. This weekend against the Chicago Bears, the game will be on Fox once again with Kevin Kugler on play-by-play and Daryl Moose Johnston as the color analyst.
I'm going to say something very controversial.
I want to hear it.
I liked Benetti and Schlereth yesterday.
Benetti?
Okay, if we're talking about bottom
tier. Take a hike, Benetti.
Bottom tier broadcast teams, yeah. Like it was way better than, who was it the previous week?
Spiro Ditas?
Yes, yeah, Spiro Ditas and Archuleta. It was way better than that.
Yeah, okay, if we're comparing it
I'm
to
saying,
that.
Out of the bottom, out of those bottom tier.
I didn't mind Schlereth.
Scrapping for your life broadcasting teams. I like this bottom tier broadcasting team.
What was the play where Benetti was like, oh, that. He got scared like he was in a haunted house, and he walked down the hallway, and he turned around, and then looked in there, and there was a ghost.
I was like, dude, what?
You should like that. You like
Benetti,
haunted houses.
I don't like, I do like, well, no, I don't. I don't like haunted houses. I like spooky movies.
I'm sorry, that is what you like.
I don't like haunted houses.
I think they're a good,
I don't like Benetti.
They're a good bottom-tier, whatever that means, good bottom-tier broadcasting team.
These teams are coming out of the woodwork, though. Yeah, like, I used to
people I didn't know work for the NFL are now covering the Patriots on a weekly basis.
Because when the Patriots were great, which
was
about
Kevin Kugler and who?
Moose.
Oh, Moose.
I know Moose.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he always with this guy, but because the Patriots were so good for so long, all we got was Jim Nance and Phil Simms, and then Jim Nance and Tony Romo, and then whatever the primetime team was.
Yeah.
You never really went deeper than
that. I never heard of these broadcasters.
Yeah. And now we're getting them every single week.
How about that?
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, random baseball player. This could be an easy one. Let's see.
Come on, baby.
This is a baseball player who played shortstop,
okay,
first base, second base, DH.
Wow.
He played first game 1982.
Okay.
Last game 2007.
Okay.
A long career.
Gonna need some teams.
Cleveland, Atlanta, Texas, the Mets, the White Sox.
Julio Franco.
Yes.
Okay, wasn't he just on...
How do you like that?
Wasn't he just on... The only reason he's even in my head, didn't he just join Twitter or something?
You're thinking of Ruben Sierra.
I am thinking of Ruben Sierra. Oh, yeah.
Ruben Sierra's like, hey, guys.
Wait, I think I just meant to guess Ruben Sierra, and I said Julio Franco.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that, indeed?
That is pretty amazing. Yeah, I don't know why that came across my radar over the weekend, too. They were like... Ruben Sierra's like, hey, guys, I'm on Twitter.
You're like, hey. You're like,
he
cool, man.
Like, he was like, hope you remember.
Ruben Sierra from MySpace. Yeah.
Just in time for the election. I think that's what he was doing. He's like, hey, guys, it's a big day on Tuesday. Ruben's here.
Great leg kick.
I got a lot of thoughts on the election. I'm gonna join just a few days before. Yeah, great leg kick. That guy had a long-ass career, too.
He legit wrote on November 1st, today is my first day on X. Hopefully people still remember me. Cry face emoji. Ruben Sierra.
Good for you.
Yeah, legend.
Julio Franco, not real nice player, though.
Yeah, he had a crazy stance. He was he won a batting title. He was a 5-time silver slugger and a 3-time all-star.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a really nice career.
That's a player right there.
Finished second in the rookie of the year voting in 1983. He lost that one to Ron Kittle. You know, what are you going to do?
Tough.
Tip your cap. That's what you're going to do.
What was last year?
When Ron Kittle.
07. Like,
yeah.
It's wild.
82 to 07.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
He didn't play in 95, 98, or 2000.
Yeah, but 06. Check that box.
06? Yeah, he's
let
there.
Me tell you, Ruben Sierra, by the way, I know this.
298 career hitter.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Didn't you kind of want to go out when you're hitting 300?
Yeah, it's true. You came back.
It's too bad.
Too many bites at the apple. Yeah. Ruben Sierra, 4-time All-Star and a Derby champ.
Yeah.
We should
Wait a minute. He won a Derby?
That's what his baseball reference page says.
Wow. That's nothing to sneeze. I didn't know that. One top 10 MVP. It's all right.
His baseball reference page also says his nickname is El Caballo.
The Little Pony. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, it might be.
Was it Chip Carey was saying that about Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
El Caballo.
The little booty.
All right, there you go. There's the grab bag today.
Speaking of broadcasters we didn't like. I did not mm-hmm. a Jim Carrey guy.
All right. You're
grab bag.
Stay tuned. We're going to get you our clip du jour, and we'll see what Arcan and Hart have coming up next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.